Hello, here's your KVNF regional newscast for Wednesday, November 22nd. The town of Crested Butte will likely be the first to tax users of short-term and vacation rentals at a higher rate than traditional lodging establishments, such as hotels or B&Bs. Chad Rich from KBUT in Crested Butte has been on this story.
The town of Crested Butte is one step closer to setting a 5% sales tax on short-term rentals that will create revenue for affordable housing. The ordinance passed its first reading at the town council meeting Monday night and is set for public hearing at the next meeting in 2 weeks. In the November 7th election, voters approved the tax at a ratio of about 4-1. The town could begin collecting taxes on short-term rentals on January 1st if the ordinance passes its readings in December. Chad Rich, KBUT News.
The Telluride Daily Planet reported that the true cause of death of the two young girls found outside of Norwood last September may never be determined for certain. In a preliminary hearing on Monday at San Miguel County District Court, Dr. Michael Benziger said that it's going to be very difficult to determine an exact cause of death in the case. According to a preliminary autopsy report, the cause of death for both girls is listed as undetermined. The two children, Michaela Victoria Roberts, 10, and Hannah Elizabeth Rosalina Marshall, 8, were placed in a 1999 Toyota sedan on property off of County Road Y-43 at different points during the summer. By the time they were discovered and autopsied, the bodies had been dead for a long time. Benziger said that due to the very poor condition of the bodies, they were not identifiable by observation. Further, when asked about the timeline of the homicides, Benziger couldn't identify exact times or dates. The bodies of Roberts and Marshall were sent to the medical examiner's office in Albuquerque, New Mexico, for further testing. Collaboration is a buzzword in many industries these days. But when it comes to dealing with water issues in the West, it's still a controversial concept. And as KUNC's Luke Runyon reports, one project in Colorado is dividing environmentalists on which approach to take with powerful water managers, collaboration or conflict.
A shallow man-made lake just west of Rocky Mountain National Park in Grand County is at the heart of this dispute. It's a windy day, and Kurt Klanke and I are standing at the lake's edge.
All those western winds hit those two big mountain ranges and it just gets pushed through this gap.
The Colorado River also gets funneled through that narrow canyon.
And this reservoir is named after that gap, Windy Gap Reservoir.
It's just one piece of a much larger diversion project that moves water from the headwaters of the Colorado through the mountains for use on the Front Range. Water managers have proposed using this small reservoir to move even more water eastward. And that idea stirs up all kinds of West Slope anxiety about Front Range growth.
We know the flows are going to be diverted. That's reality. We know the state's not going to quit growing. That's reality.
Klanke lives in Grand County and is a chapter president for Trout Unlimited, which advocates for fish habitat. In general, not a big fan of dams.
The pragmatic approach would be then to figure out how to keep your aquatic habitat healthy with those diminished flows. And that's what we're doing.
So instead of fighting with agencies like Denver Water or Northern Water in court, Trout Unlimited and some of its allies took an unprecedented step. In recent years, they've had a seat at the negotiating table. If cities want to siphon away West Slope water, Klanke says, they need to give something in return.
These are some of the most powerful people in the state because they control one of the state's most important resources.
Which is exactly why Ken Fusick doesn't trust the water diverters and, by association, environmental groups like Trout Unlimited for working with them.
When you look at the process over here, there are some of us over here who are unhappy.
Fusick is a retired environmental consultant in Grand County. He's opposed to a 2012 deal brokered by Trout Unlimited, county officials, and others. In exchange for more water being sent to the Front Range, the negotiators got $12 million in extra mitigation for fish and wildlife, projects not required by law. That includes a bypass channel that would skirt around the dam and reservoir, reconnecting the upper reaches of the Colorado River. Fusick says Grand County got shortchanged.
I've worked projects all over the world where you had to work and you had to collaborate. But it's a two-way street. It's not 10 million versus a billion. Where's the meeting in the middle?
Well, it could have been zero. It could have been zero.
Well, wait a minute. So I'm supposed to sign on because they're throwing me a penny and a poke? No way. Come on.
Fusick is now supporting a recently filed lawsuit to prevent more Windy Gap water from traveling to the Front Range, period. And that's the crux of the whole disagreement between environmentalists like Ken Fusick and fisherman Kirk Klanke.
And I keep asking, where is this compromise? I keep waiting for it. What's coming from the other side? Nothing but pushback.
I don't know if it's selling out or just taking a good hard dose of reality and playing the hand you're dealt, which doesn't have many aces in it.
So when do you collaborate with someone who's supposed to be your enemy? And when do you roll the dice in court? Well, meet Lurleen Underbrink-Curran.
I don't understand collaboration becoming a dirty word, because I can tell you I can throw out dirty words that'll curl your hair. And that is not one of them.
Curran was Grand County's manager during the Windy Gap negotiations and joined forces with the environmental groups invited to the table.
They feel like we collaborated and folded. We folded, and we just let these big entities roll over us. And we're just using the word collaboration to discount what really happened to us.
Curran admits some of the negotiations were done behind closed doors, as she says, to build trust among old enemies, but adds that the solutions they came up with will benefit the river in the long term.
Will the Colorado be as wide and deep as it used to be? Hell no. But that's gone. Like it or not, that's been gone for decades.
The idea of bringing parties with old grudges to the negotiating table was meant to avoid lawsuits in the first place. And now that one's been filed, it threatens to bring down the whole deal. Brian Werner is a spokesman for Northern Water, one of the agencies asking for the additional West Slope water.
Well, yeah, I'd be lying if I said there aren't any concerns. We'd rather not have a lawsuit filed.
Werner doesn't have any regrets on how the compromise went down. For decades, water managers have been seen as bullies who strong-arm their opponents to get what they want. He says the Windy Gap Bypass Project seemed like a turning point.
What's best for the river? We need water for growth in Colorado. There's no question about that. How are we going to do it, folks?
Either by working with your enemies or against them. I'm Luke Runyon.
This story is part of a project covering the Colorado River, produced by KUNC and supported through a Walton Family Foundation grant. And that was your KVNF regional newscast for Wednesday. For KVNF News, I'm Eric Gould.